Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. Jason Guymon here with King of Pressure Wash. And today, I know I'm in Christmas light shirt, but it's not Christmas lights. We're going to talk about pressure washing and how to get close more jobs, how to be successful, how to do things so that way you can keep growing your business even when times are hard. And I seen that palm tree wrote here of how to get sales, offer $100 house washes, how to stay broke, offer $100 house washes. And this is 100% true and right on. And that is not a good way to do this. So I do have two things here. I'm not at my house. Obviously, you can tell I have a completely different background. And so we will see how this works. And hopefully you can hear me and everything along those lines also. So I am in a knowledge smackdown on us, brother. So I just got back from Dallas, Texas. Again, I know I always say that I practice what I preach. I want you to invest in yourself. I invested in myself. I went to a pretty large conference this past week. There was about 800 to 900 marketers and different types of marketing people there. And so it was a really interesting thing of what keeps our business growing and what keeps us moving forward. And the biggest thing that I kind of came away from this was all comes down to customer service, right? If we offer amazing customer service, we will grow our business. It doesn't matter if I'm talking about pressure washing, Christmas lights, junk removal, any service business that you have. If we have amazing customer service, you will grow your business. And so before we get going on here too long, I want to talk a little bit about the book of the week. And the reason why this book of the week is called Elevate, it's by Tommy Mello, and yes, I'm going to plug it for Tommy Mello, is because not only customer service works very well for our customers, but customer service also works very well for our employees. And I know I've seen people trying to get employees and they're struggling with employees and they don't know what to do with the employees. And so this is why it is important that we understand that customer service goes way further than just with our regular customers, external customers, but our internal customers also. So our customers dealing with our employees. So that's the book of the week that I am going to push this week. And so before I get telling some more story of my trip while I was in Dallas, I just want to see who all we got in the room here. We got F-Bomb in here. We got Mr. Jamie. I'm here. Mr. George Yost, big time. He puts Lay the Knowledge Smackdown on us, brother. We got Jeremiah Jones. Hello, everyone caught alive in a while. And if you want to know how to catch the lives, you can text the phone number 859-696-1101 to King. Just type in the word King, and then I will let everyone know when I go out there. We got Mr. Little Pressure Washing in the house. Good evening, ladies. Installing new security cameras at our new storefront and warehouse, and you got a new boom box. Mr. Sean currently filling out thank you Christmas cards for pressure washing customers, telling them about lighting business. We got Trisha in the house. Hello, family. Jeremiah Olson, how's everybody? Hi, Jason. Hi, everyone. Safe Wash of Central Florida. Good evening, gents. 241 yard signs out, 4 booked jobs so far. So you paid well more than that. Give me the king, this crown. And so I might be in Florida right now for some of you Florida guys. Down here is where I'm at right now. So let's get this ball on the road and let's start talking about what makes us successful and how can we sell more jobs. And so I was listening to some podcasts. We actually drove down here to Florida. It's 14 hours. So I got a lot of podcasts listening in. And so Jason Signs Work, period. Gonna beat you to it. Signs Work, period. And it is true. I wouldn't push signs if they didn't work because I love signs, whether it's in pressure washing business, in Christmas light business, in whatever business, they work. Now, some people, they don't work because they don't listen. And so that's some things that you have to think about. Somebody's like, I just put Christmas lights on my sign and nobody's calling me. Well, what do you do with Christmas lights? Are you a Christmas light show? Are you a Christmas lights whatever? If they don't know what you do, they don't know what you do. And so I was actually listening to a podcast from Business Made Simple. It is Dan Miller. He's got a book written out, but he also has a podcast, and he was talking about websites. And it's not just about websites, but it's about everything in business. When somebody comes to your business, do they know what you do? Do they know what problem you take care of? And a lot of times we like to complicate this, right? We want to talk about house washing. We want to talk about roof cleaning. We want to talk about all these things that at the end of the day, you do pressure washing. If I was to poll 100% of you and you told me that if someone called you and I asked what you do, they're going to say, do you do pressure washing, right? I would say probably 80% of those people are going to be like, do you do pressure washing? Well, why do we worry about all of these other things when at the end of the day, we do pressure washing, right? I know a lot of times it's like, oh, but Jason, that's not professional and blah, blah. And you just spew this stuff and that's not how they understand us, right? That's why pressure washing on a yard sign works way better than house washing or roof cleaning or concrete cleaning or driveway cleaning, because people know us as we do pressure washing, right? You probably found me in the beginning because you were learning how to pressure wash, not house wash, not all of these other things that people want to think that it is, because these are terms of our industry and we want to sound really cool and we want to sound really awesome, but in the end, we're not sounding like anything, right? Because we are going after the wrong people at how we need to do this. So we need to make sure that we're using the right terminology as what people would search on our website. Do they know what they do? Do they know what problems we fix? Yes, we need to talk about their problems and their pain points, right? But what is their pain point? Is their pain point that I just want to pressure wash? Or is it more like their pain point of, I want the old lady off my back so I can get on her back and that way I can, right? That's what it's about. And so these are things that we have to think about as we are trying to grow our pressure washing business. And so as we do this and as we use that terminology, the next most important thing is once we get that phone to ring, we've got to answer the phone. You know how many people don't answer their phone? It's crazy how many people spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get the phone to ring and then they don't answer the phone. And so this is a bad thing, right? I'm not saying anything rocket science here. Answering the phone is about as simple as it gets. It's not that difficult. Now, if you can't answer the phone, then pay someone to answer your phone. You can pay a stay-at-home mom. They don't even have to come to your office. They can literally do it remotely. I know people that pay people in the Philippines that do VAs. Are they, and you know, is it going to take some time to do it? Sure it is. But are you able to do it? Absolutely you can. So what holds you back from not answering your phone? That's my question. And my next question to you all is how many of you answer 75% or more of your phone calls? And then I would like to know kind of where you are and how many people miss 2 or 3 phone calls a day. And here's the thing that I know that if you're in Christmas lights, I understand that it's probably going to start going up, right? It's going to go up and it's going to go up. Pro pen, keep a pen in your pocket at all times. Either that or be able to use your thumbs fast enough that you can type on your phone. Some of these, I know I got some old people out here, but some of these young fellas, they can go and they can type just as fast as you can write down. So whatever it is, make sure that you have a system so that way you know what you need to do to be able to type this stuff in and get this. About 90% right away, the rest ASAP, right away ASAP. Good evening. How are you doing, Mr. David? So answering your phone is super critical, right? Did you know if you have a 50% close rate and out of every 2 people you don't answer the phone, whatever your average ticket just went out the door, right? Because they're calling the next person. And it's so important that we make sure that we understand that you have to answer the phone. This is business 101. This is as easy as it gets. It don't get no easier than this, but this is as easy as it gets is answering your freaking phone. So next thing. All right. So we answered that question. My next question is this is a really, this is what I went to go do at last week's class. This is what it's all about. How many of you, be honest, have a really good follow-up? Both text, email, phone calls, whatever it may be. How many have a good follow-up sequences? If maybe you missed that phone call, do you have a text going to them right away saying, hey, sorry, we missed your phone call. We're on another phone call. Is there any way that we can help you now, right? How many people have text back, call back, right? How many people have these things so that way you are following up ASAP, right? How many people have a follow-up sequence of if they close the job and when they do that? How many people are texting them on the way to work, on the way to the job? How many people are calling them when they're on the way to the job? How many people of you out here are you calling them and letting them know that you finished the job? And you might say, Jason, that is the dumbest thing ever. And why would I ever want to do that? And here's the reason why. These are the little things that set you apart from your competitors. Because most of your competitors, they ain't doing nothing. You know, they ain't doing nothing. And I'm going to use one right here that I got on here that I know he's got a bunch of competitors, right? David Hamlin, he got a bunch of competitors. And you know what? I guarantee you his competitors that I've trained, that I push, that I teach, that I don't do half of this stuff. Why? Because how do I know? Because David's still growing. That's how I know, because he's still growing and these other guys, yeah, they're growing, but they're not growing as fast as some of these other people could be, right? And so that's why it's so important that we follow up, that we keep moving forward, that we do the text on the way there, that we call on the way there, that we, if they're not home, we call them while they're there. We communicate. And you might say, Jason, that is too much communication. But I will tell you that I guarantee you, if you communicate amazingly over the top with this here, you will be shocked and you will see it in your reviews, right? Because reviews are awesome. And reviews tell us what other people think about our business. It isn't just saying, hey, I'm an awesome business owner. When you got good reviews and they're telling you that, man, this guy, he let me know that he called me on the way and he did all of this stuff and he communicated. You know, nowadays you can't get nobody to call you back. But man, Jason, he communicated like no other. He did everything that I knew what was going on, when it was going on, how it was going on, because Jason communicated every step of the way. And this is a very important part of our Christmas light pressure washing business. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. You have to understand that you can do this. So this is what you have to do so that you can keep your business growing, keep making things happen and making that phone ring, right? Because when you get a 500 reviews, when you get 1,000 reviews, guess what? It's hard to compete with you. It's hard when you keep doing your following up and you're talking to the customer and you're communicating and you get 1,000 reviews, you ain't going to have no competitor even close to you. And guess what? You can be the most around more than anybody else because nobody's going to you're going to go with somebody that has 10 reviews, that you have 10 or 15 reviews, or your biggest competitor has 1,000 reviews. Where do you think these people are going? To the 1,000 reviews, because that's what sets those apart, right? They can say, hey, we have the most reviews in the state. We have the most reviews in the region. You know, if I had 1,000, 1,500 reviews, I could say I have the most reviews in the tri-state, because that's what's going to set me apart from all of my other people, everybody else. And guess what? When we set ourselves apart, this is what makes you successful, right? Because you can keep raising your prices and people are going to keep coming to you. And that's the whole goal of raising our prices. So with that, we were going out to eat. And I want to tell you of a customer service thing that you don't do, right? So we are headed down here to Florida. We ate at a little restaurant here. This lady, she never showed up at the table. She didn't do crap. She sucked. And normally I don't talk about waitresses that way because I understand it can be hard, but this one sucked. And so we go and I let my kids play the game on there and they're playing a game and she literally picks this thing up, turns their game off of and says, this is how you do this. You know what? You suck. And you know what? She sucked, right? So this is what we do to our customers sometimes by not letting them know what's going on. We want to make it our way, and this is our way, but we're not letting our customer know that, hey, you know what? We're running late, right? Did you let them know that, hey, you know what? We said we were going to be here between 12 and 2, and it's 2:30. It's 1:45, and hey, Miss Jones, I'm just now getting done with this other job. We got to let you know that we're going to be late to your job. And you might think, well, I don't even have to go inside. Why do I need to do that? Because this is what sets you apart, right? I want to set you apart so you can keep growing your business. This is what's going to set you apart from all your other competitors. And, you know, a lot of people out there, I liked when we first started up here, what Palm Tree said is how to get sales, offer $100 house washes and how to stay broke, offer $100 house washes. You know what? This is so true. I see so many people want to start out cheap. And when things get hard, they want to go cheaper. I want to tell you something here. Your cheap customers are gone right now. If you're going after the $200 and $300 house washes, you're probably not going to find a whole lot of those, right? Those people in those levels are struggling right now. And so those is not going to be where you need to get your house at. You need to be at, you're going to find out that your average ticket is going to go higher because you're going to have to go after those customers that can still afford this. And this goes with pressure washing. This goes with Christmas lights. This goes with everything that we do. And so it is important that we focus on our high-end clients. And when we focus on our high-end clients, you will also see that it will help you in the end because those are the ones that will still afford you and still do that. Now, I want to tell you something here. We're at a pretty big theme park down here in Florida that most of you may be able to know. And we were there today and it was empty. I was shocked. Like, it's the emptiest I've ever seen in here. And I've been here three or four times, and it's the emptiest I've ever seen in here. And I've been in through COVID and a couple other times, and it's the emptiest I've ever seen it in. There's rides that we've had to wait 45 minutes to an hour, and these are just kiddie rides that, because my kids don't like riding the big rides. And we literally walked right on to it. The mine train only took us 30 minutes. Most of the time, it was wrapped all the way around, and it took 2-3 hours to get on. On a Sunday, on a weekend, and this place is dead. If that don't tell you something, something might tell you a little bit about how people are with their money. And I'll tell you, it ain't the poor people coming here at that point, right? It's going to be the higher-end people that are coming here. So they are out there still. They are out there to pay for your Christmas lights. They are out there to pay for your pressure washing. You got to go chase after those clients. And those are the ones that are going to pay you. And those are the ones that are going to make you the most money at the end. Most reviews don't always mean anything or much. I got 7 reviews and still make the biggest competitors big guys. And I will disagree with that, because if you have good website, if you have good local business side of it, that's what's going to set you apart that way. And that can get you a lot of organic traffic. Now, the organic side is there. Google is pushing it down more and more, right? Google is pushing the organic. The maps is not where it used to be at. The maps used to be right under the Google ads. Now you got Google Guarantee. Now you got 4 ads. Then you got some regular crap from like Home Depot. And then you got your maps. So they keep pushing the maps down. And then you got SEO organic, which is like 10 swipes down, right? So it is one of those things that you have to think about as we keep growing it. You know, these are things of what do we need to do, right? Networking is a great tool. Networking is an old tool, and networking does still work. Networking still works. And I was actually thinking about him today. I may have to call him just see how he's doing, how Bobby Walker doing. I haven't talked to him in a while. I know he moved out of his house. He was living in a camper because they're going in camper work. They're wanting to travel in a camper. But I haven't heard from him here lately. So I don't know how he's doing, Patrick. So I'll have to go check him out and see what's going on. So with that, what's your all's questions? What do you think, or how many reviews do you have? And how detailed are those reviews? I would like to know, how detailed are your reviews? And my next question is how many times are you asking for that review? Are you never asking for it, or are you asking for it? Put it down in the comments of those little things there. Networking is how I built my entire business. It works. Boots on the ground. And networking is a great, you know, yard signs and networking can make you a lot of money. If people know who you are, then you can definitely grow your business, right? You can get more and more. You can do so much more at that point. Networking. Oh, I got tomorrow night in my Monday night marketing, tomorrow night at 9:00, I got a new way of networking. And I learned it last week, and it's a pretty cool idea. And I never thought about it. I'm not going to tell you here, because if you want to see here how it goes, you got to join kingofpressurewash.com. And I'll tell you on Monday Night Marketing, or if you're on Christmas Lights, I will tell you that tomorrow night. It's a pretty cool trick of how to get there. 713 reviews, 99% are long paragraphs. Some include pics, and the customers tell us what they are, the reason they called many times, right? And that is so huge. That sets you apart more than anything. You can't give better than that, right? And that's the awesome thing when we have reviews. So if you have any questions, if you have anything, put it in the comments and we'll get to it here. But I'll kind of go through here. Good evening. Put out 241 yard signs on Friday night. 4 booked jobs so far. So that paid for all your yard signs that are out. Let's see. Jason getting the miles points. Yep. This morning at 6 a.m., I put out yard signs around my Steelers Stadium. Hopefully I get some jobs from them. I think all of the fans that are at these events spending money, give me some. Yep, absolutely. Random question. At what temp should you winterize your equipment or pressure washer? It is supposed to get to 34 degrees. I'm debating it. If it's only getting down to 34 degrees, you're probably fine. I always worried about when it hit the 20s, like 29, because at that point, it's possible it's going to be later, that it's going to be down in the below freezing long enough that it can freeze it up. So I always tried to do it. If I knew it was hitting 29, I was doing it. Even 30, I would start worrying about it. And some of that depends on how warm it is during the day too. If you're only up in the, 35, 40s during the day, and then that night gets down, because all that's already cold, and then it's more likely to freeze at that point. And it doesn't take very long to freeze it. And if you're in a garage, usually it ain't going to get that cold in the garage. If it's in the garage of your house and it's not heated, usually you can go a little bit longer before you got to start worrying about that. Going after the wrong person comes from the person that bad judgment. Pro tip, keep a pen in your pocket. Yep, 90%. Wait, you mean you're telling me my signs won't work? They say, call me to see my shiny new equipment and watch me use my new 8-gallon GPM. You know, you'd be surprised how many yard signs. Actually, I took a picture of one here in Florida that it said it did everything. Like, they even handwritten stuff on this sign. It wasn't just a sign. It didn't have enough. It already didn't have too much on it. They had to put some more on it. So you really couldn't see what the heck was going on this sign down here. I looked at my close rate for why they call. I'm noticing on gutter cleaning, my close rate is low. I'm high dollar, but I feel like I need to convey better value because I'm not willing to lower the price. So what is the value that you're offering, right? What you answering the phone, you're getting to them quickly, you're making sure that their gutters don't overflow and cause damage to their stuff. You have insurance, right? What is your value for that? Let's see. Networking is how I built my business from the ground up. 713 reviews, 99% are long paragraphs. Let's see. We have a contract with a storage facility, have over 300 locations. We've only done 4 so far, but pretty exciting, right? Networking is cool when you start doing this. 242 reviews between Google and Facebook, third year in husband and wife. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We moved our equipment and pressure washer trailer from Illinois down to the shop here on Friday due to temperatures dropping this week. Yeah, that kind of sucks. This morning at 6 a.m., I put out yard signs around the... Oh, yep, I already added that one. So, what other questions we got? So, one thing that was pretty interesting, and I'm going to start hitting on it more, and it is going to be hit on more. I know a lot of people aren't using it and don't know much about it, but AI, this conference I was at, AI was talked a bunch, and not just writing content. Like, it's pretty crazy what AI can do. Like, I probably am going to have my course out in Spanish. So, I can't speak a lick of Spanish, but AI can do it all for me. And so, there is a lot that is coming out with it. I know a lot of us are older in this group, and some of it's just like, it's that dang computer work. But I want to tell you something. AI is coming a long ways. Like, it's pretty crazy what it can do. Like, you don't know if I'm talking AI right now or not. And you might think there's no way, but I promise you, it's pretty crazy. I'm going to have some videos coming out that it's 100% AI. And it's you won't know the difference. It's my mouth is talking, my head's turning, I'm doing everything I'm doing right now, moving my hand a little bit, and it's pretty nuts what you can do with AI. And so AI is coming a huge, like, Billie Jean is a pretty big marketer guy. He does a crap ton of marketing. And he's been talking about, he's gone all AI, like pushing AI hard, because that's what's coming. It ain't going to go away. And it's going to get interesting, because we already know that what you see on TV doesn't always mean it's what you really see. And so it is definitely something that you can do, and you can make this happen. Like, it's nuts what you can do with AI. And it is something that you might not even believe, or you want to believe, but it's coming, and it's already here. Like, they're like the one person it's a YouTuber or something, or it's a Instagram person, and nobody knows who it is. It's all AI generated, like the whole thing. And she's worth like millions and millions of dollars. And it's literally all AI generated. Like, nobody knows who she is. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows anything about it. But somebody knows about it, because they're making millions of dollars off of it. And so this is what's coming, and this is coming for whatever. And you might say, well, I'm still just a pressure washer. Well, you know what? You're not a pressure washer. You're a customer service business that just so happens to do pressure washing, right? When we think of it that way, you're probably going to get a lot more business when you think of, I'm a customer service business that just so happens to do, you know, if you provide the best customer service, you will get the highest paying jobs. You'll get everything that you need. And it's so what you got to keep doing. And so this is my shirt, ChristmasLights.io. This is my shirt, but it is something that as we keep moving, you know, this time next year, who knows where we're going to be at? I don't know, because it's moving super, super fast. You know, ChatGPT 3.5 just came out in November of last year. Now, Jasper was out before that, but Jasper kind of, it wasn't that much. But as we've come from November last year to November this year, it's come so far how fast it has gone, right? And so you might say AI is not going to be the future. I promise you, AI is going to be the future. It's going to change how you do this, right? It can help you think. It can help you do all kinds of stuff of what we can do with AI. Getting a lot of window calls ahead of the year. AI, can you write an entire book in 7 days? We have it published using AI and ChatGPT. Yep. It's crazy with you, Jason. I've been studying it a lot. Also, it's crazy. 100%. By the end of the year, I should clear 170, 180. Not bad for an old man that's disabled. That. All I need is 15 seconds of somebody's voice, and I can make them say anything I want them to say, pretty much. If you can think it and can type it, AI can draw it. Absolutely. I'm lost with this new technology. It's hard to keep up with. Thank God I've got a 14-year-old daughter. Isn't that the truth? They know a lot. But anyone that points it here for the taking, it's wild, crazy, cool. Use Christmas light sales to help us in your slow winter months. We paid insurance for 6 months, paid 3 months rent, bought yard signs for the winter, bought uniforms, bought chemicals for the winter. Yep, we love Christmas lights. What's not bad that is good. Yep, good work. But, you know, that is definitely, use Christmas light sales to help you during the slow months. You know, and this is something else I want to hit on too, because I know a lot of people that probably watch me do Christmas lights also. And so what I would tell you is don't get in the trap of spend all your money before the end of the year, right? Now, there's things you can buy, like David said, of chemicals and shirts for uniforms next year and different things. But I've had several guys go and they make really good money doing Christmas lights. And you can make really good money doing Christmas lights. It's not too late to start doing Christmas lights. If you start it right now, you could still make $30,000 to $50,000 your very first year. Jeremy Main from Pink Pro Wash, I had him on. He came, it was the last weekend of October, and he did $38,000 his first year. Did $200,000 the second year, and last year he did over $400,000 just in Christmas lights alone. Not counting the $400,000 he did in pressure washing. So it is definitely possible that you can make lots of money doing Christmas lights. But what I will tell you is when wintertime comes, make sure you have your nest egg to get through the winter months, because January, February, and March, you're probably not going to make no money. It's just the way it is. And we don't know how winter is going to go through, and we don't know what next year brings either. So with election year, I'm sure we'll have some crazy stuff going on, but it is what it is. But other than that, I know we're only at 9:35. It's kind of hard for me here where I'm at here. Unless someone's got some questions, what's holding you back? That's my question. I'll ask you all some questions. What's holding you back from growing your business? What are some things that hold you back from growing your business? I know what holds me back from growing my business. Me, right? Distractions hold me back. What are some things that hold you back from your business? What are some things that keep you from growing your business? I'd like to put them in the comments down here. Write it down. Let me see what you all say. What holds you back? My overnight job. Yep. If you got another job trying to make your ends meet there, and it's hard to start, you know, going full time and all of that good stuff. Mindset. Man, that's a huge one, right? Mindset. That's a big one. I think that holds more people back than anybody else. They actually brought this up here this past week's training too, of how this here can hold us back, right? We don't know how to think. We don't know how to believe. We think that we want to overcomplicate everything. We believe that we're the only ones that can do it. And those are some big ones that hold us back. And so that's a big one. You know, I think mindset is what holds most people back from even starting, from growing, or doing anything. 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Disability, what's holding me back, in health issues. Not focus, or focus on the wrong things. That's a good one, right? We focus on, a lot of people focus on the how and that versus the growing part of it. My teeth and my right have tendon issues right now. Makes me nervous to even want to start. And you know what I say about you, Rich? You just need to start, dude. I know you struggle with it, but I promise you, you just start and do it, and you will make enough money to go buy your teeth. You can go to India like Philip Ambrose did and go bought his teeth down there and save him a boatload of money. Nothing holds me back. I'm a freight train. starts at 10:30. But, well, Christmas lights are coming. David Hamill, being a people pleaser can make me not hold employees accountable enough. Holds me back from better efficiency. Yep. And that goes back to the systems you put in place. That goes back to getting you removed from those systems, so that way you're not part of the system or part of the problem, right? And those are where you got to put managers in place, so that way you hold them accountable, which holds other people accountable. So that's, it can be hard though. I get that. Just so you know, I do have one last Christmas light training, not dreaming big enough. That's a good one. I want to hit on that one. If you want to learn how to do Christmas lights, I do have one last training coming up this next week. You can go to Christmas lights train or christmaslights.io/T, and it'll take you to the training page. It is in Cincinnati, right next to the Cincinnati airport. So if you fly in, you don't need to rent a car. You can get an Uber there, and the class is only like 2-minute walk away from there. Not big and dreaming big enough. This is kind of back to mindset too, right? We don't, and I know you guys don't dream big enough because, you know, your goal was 200,000. You blew it away already. And so it is important that we do dream big enough. And I struggle with this one. This is one that I struggle with. I don't dream big enough. And so it is one of those things that can help you when you have a dream and you have a vision, you can go a lot further. And that is important as we sit here and as we keep growing our business. That is dangerous. I know people go out of the country because of the price, but the implant failure rate on those are much higher. But I'm ready for that 100,000 going to the focus and grow my business for my kids. Yep. Good day from Harvey Bay Exterior Cleaning. Australia. Queensland, Australia. All the way around the world, people come to watch me. That's pretty crazy. You know, I would have never dreamed that people from all the way around the world would be watching me, and I know they do. $400,000 this year and $800,000 next year. You can do it, right? And you know what? What I love about it is everybody wants to talk about competition and you can't make no money in my area and blah, 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 right? Who's heard those? Everybody in this group. I've heard it from everyone, right? Well, I'm going to tell you something. For somebody to do $400,000 this year and $800,000 next year in an area of Charlotte, they got more competitors out there than anywhere I could probably go. And guess what? They're still closing high ticket jobs. They got to do amazing. And that's what's awesome. Currently doing 5K weeks, me and my son. That's awesome. So, but with that, I'm going to jump off here. I hope you all have an amazing night, an amazing week this week. If you're doing Christmas lights, it's getting that time. When it snows, it's going to help you even more. But other than that, I hope you all have a great night, and we'll see you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.